What's up, my peoples? I said, what's up, my peoples? What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and I'm back at it again. And so, I had asked the Most High last night what to do for the podcast. He gave me a message, right? I asked again on this glorious day. It is March 14, 2023. And he said, give them a message from what you're writing. And I was like, okay. So instead of doing my normal, you know, structure of my podcast, we're going to continue on from the last episode where I give you guys a message from me. Right, I'm going to give you guys an insight from what I'm thinking. So it's the insight from Sheridana. It's a special message for this podcast, right? And I pray that you guys receive it and you enjoy it. So without further ado, let's get into it. So this is something that I've written, and the title of this section is called Exploring the Power of Imagination, Unlocking Creativity and Innovation. And it goes a little something like this. Imagination is the ability to create mental images, ideas, and concepts that are not present in the immediate physical environment. It is a process of forming new and original idea by combining existing concept and experiences in the mind. Imagination is a powerful tool that is essentially for creativity, problem solving, and innovation. A human brain has an incredible capacity for imagination. We can imagine things that are not real or have never existed, such as unicorn and imaginary world. Imagination is not limited to the visual sense, as we can also imagine sounds, smells, and tastes. Imagination can be stimulated by enhanced through various activities such as reading, writing, art, music, and play. These activities provide opportunities for the mind to explore new ideas and concepts, and to create mental images that can lead to insights and discoveries. While imagination is often associated with childhood and play, it is important to cultivate and nurture our imagination throughout our lives. Imagination allows us to envision a better future, come up with innovative solutions to complex problems, and see the world from different perspectives. It is an essential part of what makes us human, and it is what enables us to create and innovate. So that was that section, right? So I said, you know what? Let me give you guys a little bit more, right? So I don't know if you know or not, but I'm not going to give it away. But this section is called, because remember, when you are becoming your greatest version, there's different things that you must do to be able to get to your greatest version. So this section is called Why Disconnecting is Important on Your Journey to Success. So here goes. So after I read this, I'm going to give you guys my song of the day, and then we are going to hear from our sponsors. Okay, so stay tuned. So this section, like I said, is called Why Disconnecting is Important on Your Journey to Success. Here goes. Disconnecting is the act of intentionally unplugging from technology, work, and other distractions in order to focus on oneself, relationships, and the present moment. In today's hyper-connected world, it can be difficult to find time to disconnect and truly be present with ourselves and others. However, disconnecting is essential for our mental and emotional well-being. When we disconnect, we give ourselves time and space to reflect, recharge, and reset. It allows us to step away from the constant stimulation of technology and work, and to focus on our own thoughts, feelings, and experiences. By disconnecting, we can reduce stress, improve sleep, and increase our overall sense of well-being. Disconnecting can take many forms, such as taking a digital detox, going for a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or practicing mindfulness. The key is to find activities that help us disconnect from distraction and reconnect with ourselves. Disconnecting can also improve our relationships with others. When we are fully present and engaged with those around us, we can build stronger connection and deepen our understanding of each other. It allows us to be more empathetic, compassionate, and attentive, which can improve the quality of our relationships. While disconnecting can be challenging, especially in the world that values productivity and constant connectivity, it is important to prioritize our mental and emotional well-being. By disconnecting regularly, we can improve our overall quality of life and find greater fulfillment in our relationship, work, and personal growth. In conclusion, disconnecting is an essential practice for our mental and emotional well-being. By intentionally unplugging from technology and distraction, we can improve our relationship, reduce stress, and find greater fulfillment in our lives. It is important to prioritize disconnecting as part of our self-care routine and to find activities that help us reconnect with ourselves and those around us. So I said all that to say this, like, this is my way of, you know, I'm staying connected with my people, but I also have to make sure I stay connected to myself. So I wanted to spend more time with me, you know, and kind of like, you know, be present in my world a little bit more. And so even though I want to give my audience great value, I still want to give myself great value. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And I know that you guys are going to appreciate that, because I wrote those two sections and, you know, it just felt good to just write how it is, how I felt, how, you know, how I've been dealing with certain things. And disconnecting has, you know, give me great value so I could reflect. All right, so moving right along, I hope you guys appreciate that, right? So, and now here's a message from our sponsor. Sheridan Designs is a fashion brand that offers innovative and stylish clothing options for women who want to express themselves through fashion. The company was founded by Sheridana Fiona Wilson, a Jamaican native who have made her mark in the fashion industry as a leader and innovator. At Sheridan Designs, each piece is carefully crafted with attention to detail and quality materials. The clothing options range from formal dresses to casual wear, each with a unique style and design. Sheridan Designs is a company that values individuality and strives to create pieces that will help women feel confident, powerful, and beautiful. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. As DC premier luxury custom fashion design brand, Sheridan Designs provide you with a customized design that will have you looking and feeling your best. We cover it all in our elegant Sheridan way: fashion, beauty, hair, and style. Let's make your next special event experience a glamorous one to remember. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. Book your consultation now at SheridanaDesigns.com. That's SheridanaDesigns.com. SheridanaDesigns.com. Book at SheridanaDesigns.com. And now we're back with Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. I pray that you guys enjoyed my writing and it gave you great value. And you guys appreciate what I've presented with you guys today. So our song of the day that I will be playing is by Movado. And he's an international artist. And this song is called 21 Psalms. And it just resonated with my spirit. And I want to give a big shout out to that guy they call Tonto Blacks, aka Real Rich, aka Legacy. And so, without further ado, Movado, 21 Psalms, the song of the day. Let's go. Yeah. Just a sample. If you guys want to listen to the rest of it, go to my YouTube page. Make sure you guys go and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Sheridana.
Count with me down no more. They got me down for a long time. Lord, please don't leave me now.
Please don't. Lord, please don't. Bon for this.
So the food I'm gone for.
No, I gotta pull that joint back.
Yeah.
I have to pull it up. Pull it up. Yes, Movado, yes. The Most High continue to guide my step. I feel you. Yes. Hey.
Can't hold me down no more. They got me down for a long time. Lord, please don't leave me now.
Please don't. Lord, please don't. One for this. Bond for this.
Some food I'm a gun feed.
Yes.
Man, bond for this. Look pleasant. Them why you feel got through depression. Broke life never feel right.
I just a good life.
No, everybody wants
the good life. Yes, the good life is my birthright.
Good
life. Yes.
I've been dreaming from the start, so I'm put in the work, fill the thing to come.
Yes.
Shop everywhere because this street is
hot. Them
full of mind game, them a killer with craft, me not trust nobody.
Trust people to do who they gonna be and be who they gonna be.
Strip. Man in that dream of big things. Big truck with the big rims. Through the cast and ceiling.
Yo, my old planet is. Period.
Style though, some fuck them bitch. So it go, when the boys are rich, still yo,
good,
I'm
rich.
Wild, I'm fun.
Hey.
Them gal a lie though, just the good life.
Yes.
No, everybody wants
my good life. I live the good life.
My son in a prison wants to be free.
No, sir.
My life just won't focus on my life.
Wake up and make money and do it again. Ching.
Good life. Everybody wants
the good life. Fucked up life, goodbye.
You see it, Fox.
Yes.
Moby.
Kingston. White Horse.
Star Plus.
MD. Wagwan.
don't know, so on if the thing is the thing that we did.
Syracuse was good. Yeah, so that was a vibe, y'all. That was a vibe. I truly enjoyed that little situation. You know what I'm saying? And I pray that you guys enjoy this episode that I brought to you guys. So that's what I have for today. Go and be great. I'm going to leave you guys with one of my favorite quotes and a few of my the affirmations that I absolutely love. So my favorite quote, if you guys been listening to me thus far, is do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she gonna always bring her dreams into reality. And that is so true. Remember to dream big, to dream and then manifest. Right? You have to be able to dream to then create that reality. Okay? So also, I want to give you guys some of my favorite affirmation, right? And so I pray this could be able to help you because it helped me with my life as well. I am gifted. There is still more for me. It takes time for an era to end. There is still life. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am connecting with amazing people. I am positive. I'm a positive person who attract positive situation for my success. I allow miracles to flow into my life. I am thankful for my life. I am grateful for my life. I am attracting amazing people. I am a millionaire. I am successful. I am a phenomenal woman. I am a phenomenal salesperson. I am great. I am a great entrepreneur. The only way to predict the future is to create it. There is a new version of me that is dying to come out. It's time to stand and rise into your true superpower. I am a wild woman. You can't touch this. I am a leader. I am fierce, powerful, and beautiful. I love the skin that I am in. And yeah, so those are some of the things that I tell myself. And I pray that this touches your spirit and inspire you to become your greatest version and to inspire you to go and do the things that you always wanted to do. When you were a child, who are you? Who were you? What did you want to do? Who did you want to become? It's never too late, right? So really dig deep into your spirit and your heart and figure out who are you, right? So I had to do the same thing as well. So this is why I could talk to you guys like this, because, you know, even though I have dig deep into myself, there's still more to go. But as I learn it, I'll give it to you. Right? So without further ado, guys, I want you to go and have an amazing day. Before I even tap out, I want to give a shout out to Coco Jones. It's this one song. Maybe I'll leave you guys with this song. It's just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? I'm in love, guys. In order for you to be in love, you gotta be in love with yourself. So I'm in love with me. And when you're in love with you, love comes to you. Welcome to the camp of love. Coco Jones, I see you. This is our final song of the episode, but never our final song. Let's get into it. I see you, Sheridana. I see you, Mama Too. I see you, Legacy. I see you. I see you. Yes, let's get into it. It's just a vibes right now. It's just a vibes.
Something about your hands on my body feels better than any man I ever had.
Hey,
something about the way you just give me.
We out here making legacy out here. Shout out to my legacy, period. Sheridana's empire. yeah, yeah. But I need you.
I see you. First, we agree that we better as friends.
First, we'll be a little better.
And we'll read every message that we send.
Period.
Try to move on with somebody less than you.
Vibes. It's just a vibe. It's just a vibe, y'all. If you guys have not listened to that song by Coco Jones, go and check that out. So without further ado, go and have an amazing day and dream big and do something that you have never done before that your higher self will appreciate. All right. I love you guys. Go and be great. Peace. Until next time.